This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. My brothers and sisters, to control your anger and temper, an effort is required. It's not just going to come like that. You need to make an effort. So firstly, you need to know that when you're getting angry, you seek the protection in Allah from shaitan, the accursed, because anger is from the devil. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. I seek refuge in Allah from shaitan, the accursed. That is a sunnah, dua, which means it's a supplication taught by the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And then it is actually mentioned in the Quran as well. And thereafter, you may drink some water. If you're standing, you sit down, you drink some water. If you're sitting, you may lie down. But my brothers and sisters, an effort is required. Become conscious of your temper. That's what it is. Become conscious of your temper and swallow it. Gulp it. Take it in. Smile. Break into a smile. But you have to be very powerful to do that. You have to be extremely strong. Just like when you want to build your muscles, you lift weights. And you start off with 2 and then 4 and then 10 and then 20 and then 50 and so on. And you practice every day in the same way. Your temper, you need to practice every day. Whenever you're getting a little bit angry, quickly change your tune and your tone. Change your attitude. Break into a smile. Just say a good word. Turn away. Go away. Don't involve in that speech that's making you angry. When someone misbehaves on the road, do not show that road rage from you. Don't let it come from you. And if someone else has displayed their rage on that road, remember, calm down, smile at them or ignore them. But if without an effort, you're not going to be able to help yourself. Similarly, keep on asking Allah Almighty to help you extinguish your anger. Keep on asking Allah Almighty to help you extinguish your anger. It's a very, very important prayer and supplication. So you ask Allah, you sought the protection in Allah from shaitan. You sat down if you were sitting. You drank water, for example. You walked away if you were getting upset. Or you just said a good word. Or you broke into a smile. You become stronger. And then you start ignoring things. And slowly but surely, over a period of a few weeks to a few months, you will be able to calm down. Especially with your children and your family members, remember to calm down, especially with those who work for you, under you. Remember to calm down, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam clearly told one of his companions, if you think you can vent your frustrations on this person, remember, Allah has greater hold over you than you have over this person, which means whatever you've done, Allah will probably do something to you that would be equally damaging or even more if you don't turn to Allah or seek forgiveness from the person you have wronged. Because when you're angry, you start saying things. Keep quiet. You know, people divorce their spouses. People swear, they scream, they shout. They actually say things they regret later. Too late. Too late. It's shattered. The glass is shattered. Now what? So therefore, learn to control your temper. Become conscious of it and be powerful enough to actually just gulp it and extinguish it. That's why the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, a person who has extinguished their anger, knowing that they could have vented it on the day of judgment, they are called and given a special prize. May Allah Almighty grant us ease. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.